Hello and welcome back to what I think is episode 12 of the Matt Chats podcast, and I've been waiting to get this guy on for a long time. I've been very excited. People have been asking me when he's coming on. Peter, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm only episode 12, eh? You've only done a dozen.
Because I've been...
Not even a baker's dozen either. Like, a baker's dozen's 13. You couldn't even get to 13.
Look, I've been...
I thought there was going to be a bit more build-up to me, you know? No saying I'm a big you're pretty, guy, big
pretty
news
exciting.
For you, but, you know? Like, the last 11 episodes have been the shite.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah, no, I have not listened to any, to be honest with that.
I've been waiting for the moment to get you on because, obviously... You're an exciting character. You're a laughable chap. Obviously, we did 2 years at Boone together.
Yeah, there's a lot of sexual tension between us because of those 2 years.
If you want to go down that road,
those hot
sure.
lumps of years, man, like, whoa.
we did a drive show together, and this is actually quite similar because we've done no prep. So
exactly, we've went in with the exact same amount of prep and enthusiasm, which is all enthusiasm, zero prep.
Pretty much. The only thing I do have planned is you're going to be part of the podcast quiz later, which...
Ooh, lovely. Quizzes. Let me guess. It's going to be about sport.
It's not entirely.
It's definitely going to involve some sort of Mason Cox answer.
It definitely... There are some categories.
A. Don Bradman.
No.
All right.
Good guess.
I was close.
There are some categories... but they're not all sports, so it means you're in the chance. So if you verse someone who I don't know who you're going to verse yet, if you verse someone who's in the sport, you can just avoid the sport categories.
Can I verse my alter ego?
What's it, who's that?
I don't know. I think you know who it is. Certainly wasn't me.
Is it Barry Brown?
It's Patricia. That wasn't me. It was Patricia.
Jesus. Okay. Well.
So there'll be a quiz later on.
So
what's been happening, Matt? What have you been up to this year?
Oh, man, look. Obviously, this is episode 12, so it's been a long build, Peter. Obviously, we talk a bit of sport, but we're not going to talk too much sport with you. We might talk a bit of wrestling. I know you're not a big sport. You didn't catch much of the AFL, I'm assuming?
No, unfortunately, you know, just the timing wasn't right for me to really dive deep into the season of... the season of the abyss with the AFL.
Yeah.
From what I heard, 2020 was a bit of a shonking year, as it has been for everybody. But the AFL really, really struggled. And, you know, like the only time I really keep up with the AFL is when it comes up my Facebook feed. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Somebody made a status. He's a guy that I know, he's friend of a friend kind of thing. He's on my Facebook feed. Made some status saying, like, the AFL is a joke right now, Queensland bias. Like, that's what he said. And then someone had said, like, what they done now? And then he said some new rule implement or something.
Okay.
So I don't know what's happened recently, but people are butthurt about it.
Nice.
I haven't even been watching wrestling recently.
Really?
It's been crap. It's just been shite ever since.
Are they still not having crowds there?
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, it's just they've got what they call the Thunderdome. It's kind of Mad Max-ish.
Oh.
But it's not that cool. It's just they've got screens and people are zooming in.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing that, like, things like the Ellen show and the Tonight show.
Yeah, they're all doing it. It's as close as they're going to get to a crowd. But at the same time, it's just like, oh... So that's why I haven't been watching wrestling. I haven't been watching current wrestling anyway. I still like watch old pay-per-views. And
I assume
like
you still go back and chuck on Titus O'Neil best highlights.
You know it, Titus World Slide. Gotta love Titus O'Neil. On a serious note,
No Titus.
No Titus.
Now that's WWE, isn't it? Is AEW still kicking along? Or
AEW's kicking along, but it's the same thing. Like, I can't watch it in Australia. I have to, like, specifically buy the pay-per-views.
Oh.
Like how pay-per-views used to be, because the WWE, they do the network and you pay the monthly fee. So I do that. That's fine. I get all the WWE pay-per-views with that monthly fee. But if I want to watch an AEW pay-per-view, it's literally like $25 every pop. So I don't do it that
more
often.
Australian, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it's like I don't know what the conversion rate is, but it'll be like I usually just like add $10 plus a couple coins. So in my head, I'll be like, yeah, it's like fucking $40 US dollars, $40 Australian dollars.
Fair enough.
Like, well, you're breaking a pineapple to watch it, so
yeah,
you know,
it's not worth it.
It's not been worth it for the last couple.
And
of
I guess
times.
It's not as high quality as WWE.
Oh no, it's I'm loving it more than WWE at the minute. Like yeah. It's just literally it's a financial thing because I'm a stoner and I'm a poor stoner, so the money goes to the weed, and then I survive off very little other than that. So, you know, it's hard out there for a junkie like myself.
I think you're discrediting yourself a little bit.
Oh, well, I'm not a junkie, but like, I'm putting weed before I put like WWE. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, should I get a 50 bag or should I watch 2 hours of wrestling? Like, I'll get a 50 bag. You know,
I can watch YouTube highlights.
Exactly. What Culture Wrestling will keep me updated with what's just happened after it's happened. Love those guys at What Culture Wrestling.
Now, obviously, because we've just gone in blind, as we normally would.
Gone in blind. It's a casual convo, mate. We don't even know how long this podcast is going to go for.
Could be 9 hours.
Surely, at some point, the security will kick us out of the station.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, at the time being, I've taken over, mate.
You're back.
You know, this is a hold-up. I'm part of ISIS. I'm actually the leader of the Mujahideen, and I've got a gun underneath this table, and this is it for you, Matt. I'm sorry to say. If I don't get the $1 million for the caliphate that I am currently the leader of in undisclosed dollars, you're going to die, Matt.
All right, well, moving on. I heard you say the words Mad Max before, which made me think of movies, which made me think of films.
Made you think of Tom Cruise.
A little bit. But I want to speak originally about Mad Max because honestly, I didn't see the originals with Mel Gibson.
No.
But I saw like the latest one, which was a couple of years ago.
Yeah. That was Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, but I'm going to comment on it first.
I was working at the movies at the time, so I saw a lot of it.
Look, I saw it with my ex-misso.
Mm-hmm. Ex-misso.
Did
not even know there was such a thing as an ex-misso.
There is an ex-misso.
Still got the current misso?
No.
What? We gotta get onto that though. What?
I mean, why did drop that on you?
Where we? All right,
we'll come back to that.
Alright, I am shook. Wow. Okay, right, anyway, right, back to Mad Max.
I was sort of with an ex-misso, and like I remember like we couldn't really decide what was, and we sort of for some reason questioned the person we were buying the tickets. She's like, Yeah, it's good action, you know, it'd be good, you enjoy it. Like, okay. I saw it was a bunch of fucking rubbish, if I'm honest.
I mean, I've never been a big fan of Mad Max. Because it's supposed to be based in like dystopian future kind of thing. And it's like, oh, we're running out of petrol and water. How are we going to survive and get across the desert without the cat? And you know it's definitely Australian because every car's a V8. And they're also bogan as fuck.
I just thought there was no talking. It was just, I just thought,
that was it. It was supposed to just be like really hardcore. And like, it was on a tight budget as well. And they probably couldn't afford to like have actors and also pay them for lines kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I know that the guy's the director of all of them now, but when he did the first movie, he was a doctor and he got the money for the movie from a chemist friend. So it's not as if he was dealing with Hollywood making the first movie. And I know that he wanted to keep that kind of grittiness, at least for the sequel. I don't know what happened with the Thunderdome one when he had Tina Turner there as well, and she's standing like with the post-apocalyptic shoulder pads on. It's weird. It's weird. That movie's weird. But I did enjoy the Thunderdome. That was kind of cool.
Okay.
It's kind
of
cool.
So, in terms of movies, I want to know if you ever walked out on a film when you've gone in to watch it. I don't. Once you're in there, it's like it's pretty harder because you paid for it usually. Have you ever gone, this is just too junk, I'm leaving?
Yes, but wasn't it because it was too junk per se?
Okay.
So I went and saw... excuse me. So I went and saw the re-release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, at Joondalup Cinemas.
Okay.
And it was because they re-released it 3D. And
yeah.
I'm going to go see it in 3D. And I got about half an hour into it, and then Jar Jar Binks turned up, and I was like, that's right, this movie's fucking horrendous. And me and my sister went, and I'd kind of like forced her to go because I didn't want to go by myself. And I'd also said to her, like, I'll buy you the tickets. So you just need to come along. She was like, all right. I looked over at her. She was sound asleep. I must have fell asleep for a couple minutes. But anyway, I like woke up kind of thing, like opened up my eyes and was like, oh, shit, I was asleep. Kind of like looked over at my sister, and she actually said, like, let's just go. I think at that point we were at the Duel of the Fates, which is the big fight scene that they have just before, spoiler alert, Darth Maul gets killed and gets split in half.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so we watched that bit because I had to stay for that. Great score, by the way. That's a great score. I think it's Mark Williams that does it. Anyway, so that happens, and then we decided to leave after that. The only other instance I could think of was, funnily enough, when me and you went to go see
that
2040 documentary movie, and like we both were like falling asleep, and we couldn't leave because it was like the premiere kind of thing, and it was like there was people there from like movie people.
We got special tickets.
Yeah, so we couldn't leave. That was tragic, that movie. And they actually talked about that recently when I was getting inducted with JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, they had mentioned that. They were just like, oh, there's this documentary, 2040. And in my head, I was like, it's good if you want to fall asleep. You're an insomniac. You want to watch that one.
In terms of movie, I remember I went to and saw Ghost in a Shell. It was Scarlett Johansson, I think it was.
It's based on the anime or something like that.
I was gone like half an hour. It was fucking absolute fucking rubbish.
Yeah, pretty much any time I hear an anime getting like redone by a Western company, I'm like, it's not
going
to go
well. I couldn't tell you what happened in that first half an hour. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, I know that Netflix, they did a Western like adaptation of Death Note. And Death Note's a really fucking cool anime. And it did not go well. And that had what's his name? The guy that played Green Goblin in the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah, I know him, mate. Oh, what's his name? Oh, my God, yeah, I know exactly.
Willem Dafoe. That's it.
In terms of torn asleep in cinemas, so when coronavirus finished,
mm-hmm.
they re-released Harry Potter in the cinemas because there weren't heaps of movies. I'm a pretty big Harry Potter fan, so I went and watched a few Harry Potter films.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough.
As you know, I have a few problems with the sleeping.
Yep. How's that going for you, by the way? Something old sleep apnea?
I did another sleep test. Because the first two failed.
Yeah,
so,
because your sleeping's that horrendous.
No, it's
you
because...
You couldn't even do the test.
It's because you put all these things on you.
No one sleeps naturally like that. Yeah.
It's come off.
That was the same thing with my dad when he was doing it. That's why my dad, whenever it gets brought up, he's like, it's a fucking gimmick. They're just trying to make you spend thousands of dollars on their air machines, and it's actually stopping you from breathing. You feeling things as fake. And it's like, no, but dad, when you stop breathing for multiple minutes at a night time, it becomes slightly scary for the rest of us, especially when it's like you start breathing again and you literally go like,
I'm alive. So yeah, I've done the third test. They haven't called me and said it failed yet, so fingers crossed.
Mm.
But I was at the, I know I snore.
Mm.
I'm at,
mate, there's times where you'll be awake and you'll start snoring and you don't realise it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm watching Harry Potter and Philosopher's Stone. I fall asleep.
Mm.
I wake up because I go by myself.
Did the usher like shoulder you or something? Like me?
Someone kind of goes, Phil's pounds. Wake up. Hey, mate. He goes, sorry, mate. I'm sorry to bother you. Like, you were snoring really loud. Could you wake up? And then I watch him walk back to me. I know. And you want to hear the weather?
We would say, like, it wasn't me. I wasn't snoring.
I said, I'm so sorry. You want to know what the worst part was? Watch this man walk back to his seat on the other side of the cinema. And I was like, well, fuck.
You're on at the other end.
So then...
like, 200 metres away from you, other side of the fucking stage.
There's only about 10 minutes left in the film. I know where it's at. I've seen it plenty of time. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, this film's going to finish. I'm not moving until everyone's out of this fucking cinema. I just sat there, waiting for everyone to leave. Or did I... No, I ducked out early. I ducked out two minutes early.
As soon as that guy woke me up, I would have been like, why am I here? What's happened? And then just stood up and left.
I was so embarrassed.
Like, I was in the middle of getting my hernia removed. How am I here? Oh, my God. Oh! As I'm walking out, just to really solidify the fact that an insane man was there, I'd probably, like, take a shit on the floor and then leave. It's like, oh, my God. I need to poo. I'm at home right now. This isn't the cinemas, this is a dream. I'm taking a shit in my room right now.
It was pretty bad.
Please come and handcuff me, that's when I tell them that my name's Matthew Arrowsmith.
It was pretty embarrassing. I did go and watch a few more of the Harry Potters. They're on for a couple of weeks. Because I'm a big Harry Potter fan.
I've got them on DVD.
Quality films.
They're good movies. They are good movies. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot more time YouTubing Harry Potter at the theme parks and just watching people going around Hogsmeade and going on the rides. Yeah. Like, there's a new ride that they've got where it's you're on Hagrid's motorbike and sidecar. Very fun to watch as well. Couldn't you imagine how much excitement I would have been on the ride?
How high is it going?
Doesn't actually go that high, because I can't really deal with roller coasters that much. Like, I do, like, they've got to be chilled roller coasters for me to be able to go on it and not shit myself.
Okay.
So, like, the Hagrid one specifically, I'm like, doesn't go too fast, doesn't go too high, no flippy flips or loopy loops. All right, I'm in. Like, as soon as I see, like, the dead giveaway at theme parks is as soon as, like, the harness comes and it goes over your shoulders and locks you in, it's like, you're definitely going upside down.
I remember.
It's not happening. I'm getting off this. Get me off. Yeah. Stop the machine right now.
I went to Dream World and it was, like, called the Tower of Terror. I went with my cricket mates for a while. I thought, oh, yeah, I can do it. I got there. I sat down. The things went down. And I said, get me the fuck out of this. Get me out. And they had to lift up and let me out. And I wasn't fucking doing it.
Yeah. I've never been good with roller coasters. I put it down to... sorry, I'm trying to hold a burp in there. I put it down to the fact that my mum traumatised me when I was really young. She chucked me on a bunch of roller coasters at Blackpool in the UK.
Yeah.
She wanted to go on them. She was like, come on, it'll be fun. Traumatised me. Never been able to do roller coasters. We went to Disneyland, similar story. We decided to go on some log ride. Can't remember what it's called at the minute. It's in Animal Kingdom. Anyways, well, we're on that. And that ruined me. That ruined me. Like, I was yelling at people. I was like, get me off this ride! You know, crazy people! Like, going on a log ride. And the animatronic animals, like, oh, it's all fine. Oh, everything's great over here. Oh, the world. And then you go around the corner and they're like, oh, no, there's the waterfall. You're going to the edge of the waterfall. And I'm like, we're going to the edge of the waterfall. Fuck it. This is Disney. Why is this happening at Disney? I'm supposed to be happy. Like, what's going on? I'm 8 years old. And I'm like freaking out, like, on that level. And there's like two families in this world, right? There's like Aunt my family, and then like this other just American family that's like looking at me just having this mental fucking breakdown as an 8 year old. And they're probably just like trying to decipher what I'm saying as well. Just like, man, this kid sounds astonishingly like fat bastard. And I'm just like freaking out. And you keep getting closer and closer to the edge, right? And you're getting up there in the log ride, and the animatronics are getting like really concerned for you at this turn. They're like, oh no, oh no, you're gonna fall, and you're getting right to the edge, and then you get right up to the edge, right? And then you're seeing what's down below you. And what's down below you, right, is all these fucking thorns and bushes and, like, hedges. And you're just like, ah, ah, and you go under them. You go under them. You go whoosh, under them. We came off. When you're going under, right, when you're going under and you're like, ah, there's a big flash. They take your photo, right?
Yeah.
We came off. We had a look at the photos. I'm completely fucking traumatized now. Like, just pure fear. It was on my face. Like, pure fear. Pure fear. My sister was like, we should get this photo because I look good in it. And mum's like, that's what we need in the house. A constant fucking reminder of the time Pedro got fucking PTSD as an 8-year-old. But yeah, ever since then, I've never really been able to go on big roller coaster rides. Even the new one at Adventure World.
Yeah.
I haven't been on. It's got a loop-de-loop. I've kind of looked at it. Me and my mum and my sister, years ago when it first opened, I'd plucked up enough courage. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. We rocked up. I had one look at it. this carriage went and did the loop-de-loop part and the amount of flex and shake that the roller coaster had. I was just looking at it like, that's some Final Destination bullshit right there. I ain't doing this. I ain't going on that. I'll see you at the water slides where I trust myself.
Yeah.
Gets on the water slides. You know that old one that they've got where it's like, it's supposed to be like the River Rapids. And it's kind of like the long one where you're on the tube thing.
Yeah.
And it's solid cement. The whole thing's solid cement. Yeah. My sister, she going down one of the slidey bits that it has, she went down backwards, right? She didn't mean to go down backwards, it just happened when she was on the donut. She went down backwards, flipped, smacked her head on the concrete, gave herself a concussion. We got free refunds and tickets to come back for the next day. Obviously, we didn't go back the next day.
Holy shit!
But like, we had to like go to the accident emergency, and like my sister's like bleeding from the head and shit like that.
Shit.
Like, they had to fucking actually stop the slides and like, because there's blood in the pool now, and had to like chlorinate it and stuff. Like, it was full on. We haven't been back since then, but
I've only been to Adventure World once.
I just can't cope with roller coasters, man. I'm not a big fan.
I don't blame you.
Me and you should go to Adventure World and, you know, walk up to that roller coaster and then stare at it and go, nah.
I've been to Adventure World once and I'm a fan of the water slides. I'm all right with the water slides.
They got rid of the one ride I actually genuinely enjoyed, and that was the swinging boat that was called the Bounty's Revenge.
Yeah, I wouldn't even fucking go on that.
I used to hate them. I was just as terrified as them. There was one in the UK that we went to and it was like double the size. And as soon as it started to go, I was screaming at the guy, get me off! Get me off! Like, they had to stop the ride and get me off. The Bounty Revenge, that was like half the size, it was all right. It was on the brink though. If it was a little bit bigger, I'd probably be too scared. I'd probably be like, no, I'm not going on unless I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
But with that one, I was going on either end of the ship, like trying to get the highest I could. Like, that was like the perfect amount of fun and risk for me.
I went on the, you know, the rail where you pedal with a partner.
Oh yeah, that just, like, the fact that you've actually got to power that yourself, I was just like, I've done it like twice, but yeah,
my brother taught me into doing it. I went on with my brother. I lined up for 45 minutes. Fucking absolutely traumatizing. I never want to fucking go near it again.
Dude, you could jump off it. You could unhook yourself and jump off it.
The rail looks shoddy and I'm riding and my nephew and niece are behind us speeding up and bumping us. I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you, because I'm screaming, we're going to fucking die. I was shitting myself.
I can imagine. You don't even like being like 4 feet off the ground, man. So I don't know how you managed that.
Because there's that high bit where you go over the pool and I'm just like, we're dead.
Every time I went in the chairlift and you go over the pool, every time I'm like, if it falls down,
fuck,
we'll survive. It's going to be scary, but we'll survive. And then it's like that chunk where you finish the pool and then you've got like a good like 500 meters of just dirt and grass and people like sitting down like having a picnic and that, and you're like, oh,
we're
man,
fucked.
I'm gonna fall and kill you. I'm not a fan of that sort of stuff. Heights ruin me. I could, like, being on a plane is different, because it's like, at that point I'm just like, well, if we crash, we're all dead. Everyone deserves to die in this plane if it goes down. Like, it's like, I don't want to survive that sort of thing. It's not happening. So it's all right. I'm all right with that. It's just like, well, fate's, it's out of my hand. It's out of my control. That's whatever. But yeah, whenever it's just hardcore stuff, like, no, well, no hardcore stuff. Whenever it's adrenaline rush stuff, like roller coasters or like bungee jumping or skydiving, things like that. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I could. Tell you what else I don't like. I don't like being out in the open water. I don't like the beach for that reason. I don't like sand.
I'll go in a pool. Even then, man,
I can convince myself. You know how many times I've convinced myself when I'm in the pool by myself at home that there's a fucking great white in the pool? But just like, oh, as soon as I blink, I'm going to open my eyes again and there's going to be a shark in the pool. Or like, mum's sweating, like it's at night time or something like that, like being in the pool kind of thing, and then mum's like, all right, like, let's wrap this up, like, I'll put the pool cover on and then she'll switch the light off, and if I'm not out the pool and the pool cover's on and she switched that light off and I'm still in the pool, the pool goes black and I'm instantly just like just like the fear that I have, man, like, it's unreal. But I don't go in the ocean for that reason. I don't like open water for that reason. As soon as my feet come off the sand, like, I don't like the sand at all. I never go to the beach. But whenever I did used to, when we first came here, as soon as I would go out into the water far enough that I wouldn't be able to feel the sand, that was too much for me. I would just be like, what's underneath me? There's a shark underneath me. It's going to be like the poster of Jaws. It's just going to be a shark and eats me. And the same thing happens if I'm on a boat. Like, even like when I was on a ferry going across to Rottnest, I was like, there's a megalodon and it's just going to jump up and engulf this whole ship that we're on. We're all going to die. I can't deal with this. Get me back on land right fucking now. Like,
fair enough.
Yeah, no fan of the open water. No fan of that.
When you mentioned about getting the refund from Adventure Water, made me think of something that happened to me the other day. Because I went through a KFC and got something to eat. I replaced my dinner roll for a coleslaw. Thought I'd mix it up. They didn't give me a coleslaw. And I was pretty angry.
But did you get the dinner roll?
No, they gave me nothing.
So you paid for...
Yeah.
You paid for it and you didn't get it.
Yeah. So I got home, saw fucking coleslaw. But if the dinner rolls, I'd be like, oh, well, okay, the dinner roll's there. But it was nothing, so I made a complaint. They responded to me with, I said, look, it ruined my night. The coleslaw was the thing I was looking forward to the most. I'm really upset. And then the next day they said, we're very sorry about this. I'll relay it to the staff and the manager about their mistake and tell them to be better. And they sent me a free voucher for a large coleslaw.
That's pretty all right. I had Hungry Jack's recently.
Yeah.
Because they have a promotion on at the minute with the summertime glasses.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been collecting those.
Oh, nice.
So I ordered Uber the other night. Was really baked.
Yeah.
Sent him a message in the instructions to the chef thing. All capitals.
Yeah.
So he knows I'm serious. I'm yelling at his face.
Yeah.
He's like, I am very high.
You did not write this.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Phone the fucking police and be like, listen, we've just had some cheeky stoner phone us up and ask us for two Whopper meals. You need to go and arrest this bastard. Like, PC Plod's going to be on the other end of the phone just like, aye. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking cooked myself, mate. That's all that's going to happen. They're going to be like, hey, mate, I've been shooting up some meth from the from that room over there where we keep it all. So sent him a message just basically saying I'm very baked. I was just wondering if you could send me as many of the glasses as possible. I've ordered two meals. I understand I'm only going to get two glasses, but if you could send me a third one, that would be very nice.
Yeah.
I respect the work that you and the food industry workers put in. Yous are the backbone of society. Love your work.
How many glasses did you get?
420. Half an hour later, it turns up.
Yeah.
Now, you know sometimes when the Uber's coming, you're thinking, two bags? Why has he got two bags? I haven't ordered two bags worth of food.
Yeah.
I can't have three bags.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like looking at the security camera, watching them like drop them off and like take the photo and then get back in his car. Because I don't want that human interaction.
Yeah.
I don't even want to see the guy that's delivering my meal. I don't want him to see me. I don't want him to see him. Like, so he buggers off. Coast is clear. I go out. I grabs it. Gets back into my room. Opens up the first one. It's the meal. Opens up the second one. It's the two drinks just by themselves.
Yeah.
Been put in there like for stability. Third one opens it up. Six cups.
Oh, yeah.
Six cups and a note that said, I can't remember exactly what it said, but it pretty much just said, like, you're pretty funny. Love you too. Here's some extra sauces for being cool. They gave me fucking nine sauces, man. Nine sweet and sour sauces.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered three and they gave me nine. I've still got three of them in the fridge at home. Like, I've been thinking about what meal I'm going to have them with that's not Hungry Jack's, just to see what the sweet and sour sauce from Hungry Jack's tastes like with something that's not Hungry Jack's.
Because the worst part is when you buy it and they don't give you the fucking
sauce.
That
is the worst. I've actually, like, went... Like, there was one time I was... I can't remember what age it was, but anyway, I went through a McDonald's drive-thru and the guy didn't give me my sweet and sour sauces and I had paid for it. And I was very angry at the situation. And I had walked back up to the drive-thru window, knocked on the door. The guy came up and was like, how fucking hard is it for you guys to stay at the screen, see two sauces and put the two sauces in the bag? I work a full-time fucking job and if I make one mistake, not only do I get a $10,000 fine to myself, the store gets a $100,000 fine. So I can't afford to make mistakes and you're standing there and you can't even read off a list and give me my sauces.
Fair enough.
And the guy's like, I'm very sorry. And then just handed me like 30 sauces. Well, not that many sauces, but he handed me like a buck full of sauces. Yeah. He was just like, "Argh, just take all the sauces and please leave."
And,
I was, as soon as he handed me them sauces, I realised in that time frame, I was a male Karen. I was wanting to speak to the manager at that point. I was like, "I demand the fucking presence of the board of directors on this subject. I am that angry." Had to get rid of that. I felt really bad. Even apologised to the guy the next like time I'd saw him going through.
Oh,
like,
really?
I don't know if you remember me, man. I yelled at you a couple weeks back for not giving me sauces. I'm sorry about that.
And then he didn't give you the sauce, and then you went back in.
Oh man, if that happened, I would have probably killed him. But like, he looked at me like I was like an alien. He was just like, yes, he's okay. Like, take your meal and back off. But I've never been back to that McDonald's since then, just because it's too awkward. It's too awkward. So yeah,
fair enough.
That's what's been happening as far as fast food stories go for me.
Now, before we get to the podcast quiz.
Oh, is that the halfway point, is it?
Oh, well, it's coming. We've got plenty of time. I have to bring it up because I know how big of a fan you are. Mission Impossible. Now, it's supposed to be coming out next year, the new one.
Late next year.
Has that been delayed because of Corona?
I think it was supposed to be like April next year where we're getting it, but now it's late next year.
Yeah, okay. So no one was more excited than you when they announced 7 and 8 back-to-back.
Back-to-back, mate. Back-to-back. So I think Tom Cruise is like legitimately like, we need to pump out at least 10 of them. We've got to pump out the next lot really quick because I'm starting to not be able to do stunts. And you know how he likes to do his own stunts?
He does. He's 58 now.
Dude. What's going to happen when he's like 70 and he's got to like take a SpaceX ship right up to the moon and then like skydive from there and be like, I'm making it back to land?
He'll find a way.
He'll do it. He'll be the first person to do it. He'll circumnavigate the globe by himself with like no oxygen tanks or spacesuits or anything. He'll just do it with the power of Scientology.
Jesus Christ. Tom Cruise is Mr. Cool, in my opinion. He's the top dog.
He's really cool. I almost want to meet him and get on his bad side.
See what he does? Or?
Yeah, do you see what he does? Well, I know for a fact he'll probably just call me glib. He'll just probably just be like, you're being very glib, Peter. You're being very glib. Why are you doing this? He'll just be like, I'm sorry. I'd almost join Scientology if I was guaranteed to meet him.
Yeah, I'd jump
off. They were like, listen, if you stick in with us for 10 years, you stick in with us for a decade as part of a long service award, you get an evening with Tom Cruise. And before he even finished his name, I'd be signing it. I'd be like, oh, yes. Count down the days from that day. I'd just be like, 9 years and 365 days to go until I get to see Tom Cruise. But see, if he died in between that decade, I'm still working there. That's when I turn around and I make it like my personal agenda to execute every other Scientologist. So then it's the only two Scientologists that you ever hear of after that is the one that made the business what it is, Tom Cruise, and then the person that took the business out, me.
Fucking hell. One of the things that COVID, one of the worst things that took away, or the best...
Other than our liberties and freedoms.
Yeah. Well, this is worse. It took away the Fraser reboot. Well, it still could be happening, but...
The chances of that happening now is done and dusted.
You reckon?
I reckon Hollywood are just like, listen, well, we're right there. Well, we're ready to sign it. We don't know how it happened. But Mara stole the paperwork.
It's a sign.
Mara stole the paperwork. She wasn't interested in coming back for a new season. She's taking it. We don't even know how she managed to lift it. The contracts, you know, it was heavy, heavy, heavy paper it was used. So
now we're talking sitcoms, okay? So I've had a conversation with a few mates in recent times.
Mm-hmm. I bet you they all watch junk sitcoms. I bet they're all like, oh, Big Bang Theory's number one.
No.
Or like, oh, yeah, I love Mad About You.
The fuck's Mad About You?
Exactly. Let's leave it at that.
Now look, me personally, if I'm doing my ranking system, I love Frasier. Friends is probably still my number one, though.
I have a love-hate relationship with Friends.
Do you?
I like it. I'll chuck it on. I'll binge a whole bunch of episodes, but then at some point I'll be like, you know, if this didn't have a laugh track, it wouldn't be funny.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think if you edited the episodes and took out the laugh tracks, you would be like, what am I doing watching these boring people?
I find it ridiculous how long it took you to get on Seinfeld, and then earlier this year you're like, Mattia, I'm into it, I'm watching it, oh, God, it's going!
Well, it started, you know what happened? It's quite, so the Rona happened.
Yeah.
The Rona happened, and everybody was in lockdown. I ran out of series to watch, and I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to give Seinfeld one last go. I'll give it one last decent go. I'll force myself to get further into the series than I ever have before. If I want to tap out other after the first season, that's fine. But about episode number 6, mate.
I was
like, this is the best.
You're like, how about...
Yeah, every episode after that, I was like, why have I sat for so many years and saw Seinfeld on the TV guide and be like, get that crap off. So many missed opportunities for the lols. Yeah, and then after it finished, I was back to just like, all right, now I've seen it. Okay.
I've
seen it. I get it. Cool. Know the references. Bought the T-shirt. All right. On to the next one.
You bought the T-shirt?
No, I didn't buy it. That's the same, you know. Yeah. I'm happy I watched it now. I get it now. I've always liked Seinfeld as a person, like Jerry Seinfeld. And I respect what he's done stand-up-wise and that. I don't necessarily find him terribly funny. But you got to respect him. You got to respect the game he's done. Like, he's a multi-millionaire. He's probably, like, got hundreds of millions of dollars now from the stuff that he's done with stand-up and Seinfeld. I was going to say Frasier.
Now, in saying that, have you seen How I Met Your Mother, or what are your thoughts on How I Met Your Mother?
I had a love-hate relationship with How I Met Your Mother as well. My sister was working at Video Easy at the time.
Yeah.
So whenever the seasons would come out, the full seasons, I wouldn't watch it on TV week by week. I would wait until like the season had came out on box set. She would rent it out. I'd smash it.
Yeah.
Around about season 4, I just stopped watching it because it was crap. I don't know what it was. I was like, I'm over this now. Like, show me who the mum is, or fuck off. At that point, I was like, I'm over this. How many times do I need to see a blue fucking French horn and like an umbrella in the rain? Like, how many fucking times do I need to see that and then the episode end? And be like sitting there like, just show me her face.
Did you ever see how it ended?
My reaction was like, flip the table. Like, it was bad.
It was fucking horrendous. That ending still makes me mad.
I can't even remember. Like, I must have blanked out in my head. But wasn't it like he ends up being with the main chick he's always been with, Robin, or some shit like that? Or it's like, oh, your mom died, and then I started fucking Robin not long after. Your mom wasn't even cold, and I started sticking my dick back in Robin. It's like, what's that? The pulse is gone. Well, till death do us part, my love. You've just partied. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna party myself.
Oh,
Robin. I fucking hope you know how to flap those wings. It's like, I want to wrap my lips on your lips and the other set of lips.
I thought
that's a pussy lips joke right there.
I think the thing that annoyed me the most is that Barney was similar.
Oh yeah. Wasn't he involved in the three-way somehow? Well, wasn't he like, oh, you can't leave, Robin. I'm married to you, and I have colon cancer, and I'm dying.
They'd split, but. Barney was sort of like, you saw Adam about not having kids, and then at the end he had a kid and was like, it was his pride and joy. I'm like, fuck, this is bullshit.
The worst series ending for me was Dexter. That was really the worst one.
I haven't really seen much of Dexter.
I really like Dexter. And, you know, I stuck with him through thick and thin. The last couple series weren't that good, man. They weren't up to par.
Yeah.
But I stuck with them. I was like, I'm in for this ride or die, baby. Ride or die. Yeah. I'm with Dexter Morgan on this one.
Yeah.
I'm with him on this one. And the series finale happens. And it happened. And I was like, what? Like, this is how you're ending it? What the fuck? Like, he's just left everything and became a fucking lumberjack? Like, what?
A lumberjack?
What? Like, it was so confusing. And then it was like fade to black. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Recently, they were talking about maybe doing, I don't know if they are, we should probably find that out if they are, but They were talking about doing one more series as like a 10 years later redemption kind of thing, to be like, oh, okay, like, we understand we've really fucked up with how it finished off, but, like, we're going to let you know what Dexter's been up to in the last decade, and it'll be a full season of that, and then they'll be able to, like, cap it off better right. than they did with the original ending. So hopefully they get an opportunity to do that. That would be really good. But, yeah, you know, man, it was a fucking stinker of an ending.
Well, I never watched Game of Thrones, but wasn't that allegedly a horrendous ending as
I never,
well?
I never watched Game of Thrones either. Off, I watched yeah. the first, like, disc off the first series when it came out, so there was like 3 episodes on a disc, I think, and that was it. I was like, alright, as soon as I saw Sean Bean was in it, I was like, well, he's gonna die. Like, Sean Bean dies in everything. Yeah, nah, no for me. I'm picky when it comes to movies like that. Like Lord of the Rings, I love Lord of the Rings. That's too similar to Lord of the Rings for me, so why wouldn't I just watch Lord of the Rings? Like that's the way I see it, and that's real. I just don't like the fact that the whole world got involved with it, and then like they have like 3 trash episodes. Like I remember there was one episode where it was mostly all at night, and they had filmed it like with the natural lighting, and because of most people that were watching it, because their screens aren't OLED screens, they can't get like the pure darks that they needed to be able to actually see the episode on the screen. So the only time you actually were like physically able to see what was happening on the screen was when the only way you were able to see what was going on in the episode on the screen if you didn't have an OLED TV was when they were holding like a torch to the face or something like that. Like a flame torch thing. Yeah. So that was retarded. Yeah, I don't know. Like flying dragons, I don't fucking care. It's like whatever. And it was all like incest and sex and like, ooh, a red wedding. Ooh, somebody gets gold melted over their fucking face. There's a 16-year-old boy that's a prince and then he becomes a king and he's a fucking arsehole. Whatever. Fucking just get on with your life. No, I like the mountain, the weightlifter guy that's in it, Thor Jorgensen, whatever his name is. I like him in like the world's strongest man. Nice. I like watching that sort of stuff.
Fair enough.
Been watching a lot of that recently, actually, like the last like month. Been watching a lot of World's Strongest Man on YouTube, and been doing weights in my room watching it, trying to like just get built. Get tanked, get built, get strong.
Turn yourself into the world's strongest man.
Oh, well, you know, I'm never going to get to that sort of level, but like, if I can become like the one of the strongest Pete's currently, that would be kind of cool.
Now, Pete, I'm going to give you a chance
here.
Give me the quiz.
I could see you're ready to go. I could see it in your eyes.
I'm going to give you a couple minutes so you can stretch and prepare and mentally train yourself up, and I'm going to go get your opponent and. Oh.
You never told me there was an opponent.
There's an opponent.
I thought this was just going to be a straightforward question and answer. Oh, no. I didn't realise I've got to... Is there buzzers involved? Do I have to get in before him?
But you're saying,
Peter!
You're saying that, yeah.
Asparagus!
I don't think you know asparagus. If you want to call it asparagus. But I'll give you a couple minutes so you can stretch and mentally prepare yourself. Dramatic. Well, Pete, you've had your chance to stretch and prepare. I've got Dirk. Dirk, welcome to the podcast, your first ever time here.
Glad to be here. It's very nostalgic, getting to see Matt and Pete in action.
Yeah, it's really turning back the clock, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Now, how the quiz works, because neither of you would have participated.
Mm-hmm.
There are 5 categories.
Yep.
That is AFL, which I know you two know heaps about.
If like 3 or more of these categories are different sports, I'm going to slap you. So that should just be 1 category.
Cricket.
Oh,
no.
My God.
No. You're fine now.
What's the next one? Like VFL?
Something else. Film and TV. And who am I? Okay. So there's 6 questions in each set. Who am I? There's only 2. There's 6 clues. If you get it before we get to the 6th clue, you get 2 points.
Okay.
It's right. The first to 7 points.
First to 7.
So, okay. Do you guys want to play paper, scissors, rock here first to decide who's going to choose the category first? So
I'll be a gentleman. I'll let him go.
Oh, you're going to let... There you go,
how
Dirk.
How sweet of you.
Dirk, what category do you want to start with?
Let's kick it off with the who am I, eh? I love a bit
who
of a mystery.
It's a chance to get the 2 points out of the way here if one of you can get in early.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
whoever wins moves on to the next round guarantees a return podcast episode because they will have to come back.
The stakes are high.
What an achievement. Yeah.
All right.
Right.
First clue. I'm 59 years old. Just so you know, you'd buzz in with your names.
Okay. Okay.
Derek wouldn't have known.
Okay.
I've won 2 Academy Awards. Oh.
Tom Cruise.
Peter. That's incorrect.
Oh. Oh. Right. Anyways, okay. Continue.
Next clue.
So you've got 4 clues here.
Jack Jarvis.
No. So you have to wait for him to have a go now.
All right. Okay, I get it.
Okay. I was nominated for my performance in the movie The Descendants, but didn't win for that particular nomination.
I haven't even seen The Descendants. I have no idea.
One of my Oscar wins was for my supporting actor role in Syriana.
I haven't seen any of these things. I have no idea.
Like... I was in the movie Money Monster.
I have not seen a single these films.
I'm a big movie buff. No, I've
been in ads for Nespresso.
Nespresso?
Yeah, I know who has now, but me. You could have picked better movies.
I legit have no clue.
Yeah, I thought you could have said
stuff like, I was the Batman with nipples. I was also the Batman that whammed out a credit card.
George Clooney.
I was in the worst movies
to pick as examples for him, though.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, Ocean's 11.
Look,
you're a shit freaking quiz host, mate.
It would have been too easy.
You get a point taken off you. Because that was horrendous.
You're -1, bro.
Said Ocean's 11, you would have got it straight away.
Exactly, but that's how quizzes work. You go with the obvious ones.
And I've gone with
this
the one.
This is your fucking mastermind.
He won an Oscar for Syriana.
Dude, no one knows who that is.
No one has watched that.
Yeah, that was obviously a political one.
Are you staying with, who am I? Are you going somewhere else?
Oh, that's, what are the other the categories again?
AFL cricket, something else, film and TV, who am I?
Oh, fuck, it was wildcard cricket.
Cricket, okay. Ooh. Here we go. Oh, Jesus, you are.
Bradman.
How many test half centuries, which is scores 50 or more in an innings, has Peter Siddle made?
Dirk.
Yes?
87.
87.
Oh, I
correct. Good Come guess. On. How many half centuries have you made? What do you think, Peter?
I'm pretty sure in the first half of his career, he only managed to get around about 20. In the second half of his career, he managed to double that and then some. I would say he got upwards of 50.
Oh, I need an actual number.
Oh, you want an actual number? Yeah, no,
upwards of 50.
Let's say he did 11 to 10. He did 300. He got 300 half centuries. So technically, he got 150 centuries.
That's a lot of half centuries.
You were both close. It was two.
Two.
Very close.
Why is cricket so confusing, man? Really?
This is going to be a battle of who can hold on longer.
Yeah.
Dirk, you get to choose a category again. Where
excellent.
Do you
want to
go?
Film and TV. Why not?
Right, here we go. How old is Matt Damon?
Ooh. Dirk.
Dirk?
Oh, I think he's... I feel like he's in his 50s. 52?
52. Incorrect.
Oh, he's wrong. So I know 52 is wrong. Peter.
Yep.
52. No. I reckon he's 55. I reckon he's bang on 55.
55? Yeah. Sorry, he's actually exactly 50.
Oh, we really? Were close. Yeah, we were pretty close.
Good effort.
That's all right. Good effort. I knew he was older than 40. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to be a lengthy battle.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
Where are we going?
I feel like I should let Peter pick one because it's been very biased.
All right, we'll let Peter pick one.
All right, let's go something else.
Something else, okay. Mm. Something else. The first question, something else.
Mm.
You're going to hate when I say the first word. Taylor Swift's song, I Knew You Were Trouble, starts with Once Upon a Time. What are the next 4 words sung?
I thought you were mine. Is that it? Once that upon a time, I thought that you were mine.
That's a good guess.
It fits! I should be a lyricist.
That's a good effort.
Hit me up, Taylor Swift. I'll write you some songs.
So think about the song in your head.
Once upon a time. I'm going to be honest, mate. No. I do not listen to Taylor. I'm not as big of a Swiftie as you are, Maddie.
Okay.
I,
So we're going correct. It was a few mistakes ago.
Was that when she signed her first contract deal? Was that the first mistake? Like, I should have stayed on Oberaí. I can't deal with all this money and fame. All this happiness I have is too much. Take it away from me.
All right, Peter. Where are we going now? Why is it still at nil all?
Let's go to AFL.
Oh, he's taking a punt.
Fuck it.
Okay. Who finished 7th on this year's AFL ladder?
Peter.
Oh.
It was the Gold Coast Suns.
Good effort.
I thought I was like, it's got to be him.
Good effort.
Dirk. The Eagles?
The Eagles. Again, a good effort. But it's incorrect.
Oh.
Okay. Are you staying with AFL or are you going to move to a new category?
Whatever. I'm lost at this point. I don't even know how many points I've got, mate. Like, I'm just asking questions and you're telling me to pick subjects.
You're on zero, brother.
Right, we're on 0 points. So you give me the easiest one.
we'll go to film and TV because I know you.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. There are 6 Mission Impossible films. How many of the 6 films is the character Luther in?
Dirk. 4?
Correct. A good guess again. Peter, an opportunity for you to...
You've got 5 numbers to pick from.
So I haven't seen the first one in so long, but I can't remember if he's in it or not. But he must be. The second one he's definitely not in. No, he is. He is. Oh. It's the third one he's not in. How many is there again? 6?
There's 6 films.
There's 6 of them. I'm going to say 4.
Dirk just said 4.
That's right. Dirk did just say 4. I'm going to say 5.
5?
I'm going to say 5.
Oh my god.
I was wrong.
It's a trick question. He's in all 6.
He's in all 6.
Nah.
He doesn't have a big role in one of them then.
But he's still in it.
One of them must be like an end of credits. He's like, you did the mission without me? What the fuck?
But he did it.
God damn it.
Are you staying with film?
Yeah, I'll stick with film and TV.
It's the only chance we're going to get anything right.
What is the name of the spell used by Ron and Hermione in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone to make their feathers fly?
Dirk, Wingardium Leviosa?
He's on the board.
There it is!
That was an easy one as well. I went too deep. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
I've got an insurmountable lead now. It's just over. It's 1-0.
Over. 1-0. Can he hang on?
So that's all he fucking needs. Like, okay, you get 2 now.
Dirk, you get to choose the category, brother.
Back on film and TV.
Okay. For how many consecutive years did Kelsey Grammer play the character Frasier for? It's in consecutive years. So I think there were 2 shows he was in.
How long did those shows go for?
Peter.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 20 years.
He's nailed it. Spot on. 20
oh
years.
Oh my god.
And we're back.
That was clutch.
I knew it was 11 for Frasier, and then it was like, Cheers must have got to 10 years. 10 or 9. Like around there. That was good. 20. I feel good now.
Are you going to stick with film and TV?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Yeah.
Okay. What year was the first Toy Story released?
Oh, Peter. 1991.
Hold on. That's incorrect.
Dirk. Yes, 1995.
Well done, Dirk.
Oh, there it is.
Fuck, really?
I knew it was mid-90s. Knew it.
I'd have been 1 year old. I thought it was before. I thought it was before that. I thought it was before I was made.
Now, we have 1 film and TV question left. Do you want to get it out of the way, or do you want to save it for later?
Do you want to switch it up, or do we stay on this track?
Stay in
the truck. Alright, okay.
How I Met Your Mother had how many seasons?
Ooh.
Peter, 9.
We're too all.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was a guess. I was almost going to say 8. I was almost going to change it to 8.
We're back in business, so film and TV is now gone.
Okay.
Right, so now we're really...
We're just guessing.
Peter, it's just guesses from now on.
Peter, you can go to AFL, cricket, or something else.
Well, let's go something else.
Okay. In which European city would you find Orly Airport?
Orly?
Orly Airport. O-R-L-Y.
Orly. Sounds like something Eastern European. I don't know.
Peter, I'm going to say Azerbaijan.
Close.
I thought you clicked on the green there. I was like, there's no way I got that right. That was like, seriously, I was going through the list of Eurovision right there. Like, in my head, I was like, where are the countries? Think of a weird name.
I'm just going to do something random. Krakow.
Remarkably, it's actually Paris.
Paris.
Is it actually? Yeah.
Fucked. Paris. Those fucking weird Parisians.
Are you going to stick with something else?
Yeah, obviously, because we know nothing about AFL and cricket. Yeah. So
we're going to get there eventually.
So what's the point of doing those abortions?
Which author wrote the Winnie the Pooh books?
I feel like I should know this, but I don't.
Peter, isn't it like H.G. Wells or some shit like that? Like,
that is a bloody good guess, but it's not.
No, no, she did. Peter Rabbit.
Oh.
Why could that not be a question?
I'm just going to say, I have no idea. Xi Jinping, because I guess compared to Winnie the Pooh all the time.
That's incorrect. It was A.A. Milne.
A.A. Milne.
I've never heard of
A.A. Milne.
No.
I assume we're sticking with something, or are you going to save them for later?
Fuck it. Let's go cricket. Bugger it. Bugger
Here
it.
Here we go.
How many half centuries can you get when you cross the road? In a train over in Perth, was supposed to land in Exmouth at 12 o'clock. Oh, Brianna and his 18 oranges in the first trolley. What kind of ticket does John need to buy to arrive in Melbourne at 1 p.m?
Well, do you know the answer, Matt?
Yeah. No. The answer's bananas. That's what the answer is.
How many test match wickets did batsman Brian Lara take?
Two.
That's an extremely close guess.
No. It's close. All right, I'm going to say three.
Three. It was zero.
Zero.
It was zero.
It sounded like a trick question. It's like he couldn't bat it because he was armless.
Are you staying with cricket? I know it's your strong point.
Yeah, we may as well just get them out of the way. We'll get them out of the way as quick as possible.
We've got to run out
of
questions.
We'll get one of the real entertainment at the end when we're down to like the last couple of questions that we can actually fucking answer.
Okay.
Let's get rid of this farce football shit out of the way.
I'm going to ask this question because neither of you are going to get it. Jesus.
I only know Don Bradman. And the guy we interviewed.
And you don't remember his name?
Joe Hockey.
Joe Angel.
Angel.
It's Ricky Ponting. I know he did stuff.
I remember the game.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I know as well.
Who's the current Melbourne Renegades coach?
Okay. What? What? I don't know.
Bob Baldy.
Harold Holt. I don't know.
Who both a good guess, incorrect. It was Michael Klinger. Michael Klinger. I know you're both big Klinger.
We should have known that, honestly.
It's on the tip of the tongue. Fucking Harold Holt, though.
Okay. How many one day international half centuries, 50s, did Brett Lee make? Brett Lee was a bowler.
I feel this is going to be another trick question.
Peter, one. He got one half century because he was useless.
A good guess.
Two, a full century.
I'm going to say...
Half century. Why did you not just say 50?
50. Half century, 50, either one.
Half century.
I'm going to say zero. I think it's not a trick question. Zero.
Zero. It was three.
Oh, my. That was my second guess.
You guys nearly had it.
Let's just fast forward through this drivel.
Okay. I tell you what. You're both at 2-2, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just make this next one a decider.
Yeah, we've got three something else questions.
Yeah, let's do that. So
first to get the next question wins.
Ooh, okay, all right.
This is to come back on another episode of the podcast to advance to the next round of the quiz.
Stakes are high. Let's do it.
And here we go. What is automatonophobia?
Pierre, is it the fear of things that happen automatically?
No, but I like that.
Oh, that sounds like Is it the fear of cars?
It sounds like it should be said. Ridiculously, is the fear of human-like figures, mannequins and statues, etc.
That is so ridiculous. Yeah, how's auto?
I don't know. I'm unsure.
I want a recount.
Final two questions.
We'll have to get another one then, yeah.
What is the capital city of Canada?
Certainly not going to be anywhere in the French provinces, that's for sure.
Vancouver?
Peter, really this is not. Your chance to win it.
Does that mean...
I only know like one other city.
Toronto.
You going to Toronto?
It's the only other really one I know. There's like Toronto, there's Alberta, there's like British Columbia.
It was Ottawa.
Who remembers Ottawa?
You know what it is? It's the same fucking thing with Canberra. It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You ask anybody that doesn't live in Australia, where's the capital? They're all like, fucking Sydney, mate. Sydney.
Yeah.
Probably don't say it with an Australian accent because that would be retarded. it's fucking dumb. You need to pick better questions next time because that was shit.
Yeah, mate.
All your
on.
Questions have been dog trash. Dog trash.
You have the opportunity to win it here.
You had the opportunity to get better questions for this quiz.
Who? Remember... Buzzing in with your names. The first one buzzing gets the first chance to answer this. Who invented the light bulb?
Bzz.
I heard Peter first.
I buzzed, but he said
his name.
Yeah, you can go. I'll let you go for the duck, because I know you're going to get it wrong.
Nikola Tesla?
Oh, no. Got it wrong. Feels like shit. That's all I was gonna say.
No. So there's the light bulb that everyone knows, and then there's the actual light bulb that this guy stole the invention, stole the idea off the light bulb, and then like got the patent. So he's technically the guy. Then the paperwork, you look at it and you say, oh, it's Thomas Edison. He invented the light bulb, but technically it was some Italian dude that invented it, but he didn't get his patent in time. So when he put his patent in, they went, Thomas Edison's beat you to it, man. And now you're gonna tell me that it's not Thomas Edison at all,
Peter. You know your light bulbs, aren't you?
Yeah. Wow, he's done
See,
it.
See, I'm filled with useless facts.
What a display of skill.
I can tell you stuff about Thomas Edison, but when it comes to answering basic TAFE questions to get an advanced diploma, it's too much for me.
Well, Dirk, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Yeah, it's been fun.
You'll never get back on.
You haven't got a free
pass. I'm banished forever, that's it.
You haven't got a free pass back, but maybe one day.
What a disappointment. I'm rocking it.
You can come back on when I'm back on. You can have another go. You can try and go for the title.
I'm kind of sore right here.
Piss off.
I'm gone.
Peter, look, it's been a pleasure and a half having you on.
Just cut me off.
We're done.
We're going to go for the record.
I mean, I
took the day off work, you know. I put aside 17 hours specifically.
Do you want
to
talk
this.
A bit more?
Mate, we're going for the marathon today. We're going for the longest episode ever.
Well, if you have some stuff that you want
I'm
to talk about.
I'm taking a mint right now. I'm getting my breath extra fresh. And then we're going to keep on talking.
Alright, well, I'll say we've got another 10 minutes, because then Dirk and Isaac have to come for the drive shot.
Yeah, we do.
That's fair enough, okay, I'll accept that.
We'll go another 10. Dirk, if you want to leave, you're welcome to leave, or you can hang around, it's really up to you.
I got a bounce, but love the podcast, the quiz, hope I never have to answer another question again. That was ridiculous. Goodbye, fellas.
See you later. See you later. Well, Pete... You should be very proud of yourself. You've done it.
I'm very proud of myself. I'm very proud with my explanation on the last answer.
That's good. So what that means is that you get to come back into the second round of the podcast.
My parking is due. It is overdue. So we really are going to have to cut this off within the 10 minutes that you were saying before. So we're not going to be able to go for the record, but I will come back for episode 2.
I'll look forward to
that. You've got a lot to chat about.
Oh, there's so many stories I could bring up about you.
I need to actually get you on my podcast when I eventually start doing it.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, that'll be fun, because that's where I'll just be rip raring and roaring.
I tell you what, looking at you's got me thinking about. Can you guess?
Has it got you thinking about Tim O'Matic?
A little bit, but something else.
Has it got you thinking about the fact that for you to get a personalised message from Tim O'Matic, you've got to finish 5 Uncharted games before the end of the year, and it's currently the 19th of November.
Look,
how badly do you want a cameo from
Tim O'Matic? And the worst side is you want to get it for me too. It would probably get you erect as well.
Literally got money set aside.
Mm-hmm.
You know how hard it is for me to have money set aside and not spend it on drugs? It's very hard. It's very hard.
Well, yeah, so basically
I feel like you're going to break my heart. I'm cutting you off because fuck you. I feel like you're going to break my heart and you're not going to finish the Uncharted series. The Uncharted series, ladies and gentlemen, is my favourite game series ever. Nathan Drake is the man. He is bomb ass. It's the best thing ever. It's like Indiana Jones, but a game and a movie combined in one. And there's four games, and then there's a spin-off game after the fourth game. And the chump across from this desk refuses to play them.
No,
because he prefers big head mode. with a big bash cricket on the PS4 Pro. That's what he prefers. He's like, hey, big head mode 2020. Let's get some T20s on or AFL Live 2. This guy, this man, an adult, a male adult, this man has inserted his penis into many a vagina. We're going to get back to the whole girlfriend thing, but we're going to have to do that off the podcast. This guy's had sex right in front of me. He is a full adult
in front of
male.
You.
Not in front of me. The guy in front of me has had sex. Can confirm. He's an adult. And yet, he prefers to play big head cricket mode games.
I don't have the big head cricket guy.
I don't understand how this man in front of me has the mentality of an 8-year-old retarded boy. I mean, he looks it. But you just... I thought you were better than this, man.
So basically, I have been playing Uncharted. But you've not. I'm getting.
That's a lie. So that's like me saying to Phil, these assessments are coming in, Phil. I'm getting there, Phil. I'm doing it. And he's like, it's week 18. You've got 3 weeks to go. And I'm sitting there like, what's question one? Assessment one.
So I've got the three pack, and then I've got the fourth one downloaded on.
I have all of them.
I need to get the fifth.
I have all of them.
Okay.
You have access to them through me.
Okay.
There is no excuse.
Okay.
You have less than 2 months.
Yep.
I want you to do this.
Oh.
I don't even care if it's on easy. Put it on the easiest difficulty you want. Just do the story. Just do the story. When I found out you were playing it on like extreme and you were stuck on like the first mission for like days.
Yeah, that's
I
why.
I wanted to wring your neck, man. I wanted to actually choke you out. It's the story. I don't care about the challenge. You do that later. I've always played Uncharted easy and then like got the story. Then I know what it's about. Then I go back and I replay it and I keep on going up the difficulty. So then I'll play medium, hard, extreme, veteran. By the time you get to the last difficulty, which is like fucking impossible, you're like Rambo and you can go in and you're just like gang, 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 gang. When you start off like that, you're ruining it for yourself because you don't get into the story, you're not embracing it, you're not feeling like you're Nathan Drake, you're just like, this is a piece of shit game and I can't get past the first level, I keep on fucking turning up from, when you kept on fucking turning around and the guy was just shooting you in the head, like, one hit kill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Play it on easy, I'm passionate, okay. I'm coming back, next episode, if you haven't done this, I'm actually going to choke you live on air.
Okay. I will get it done.
You better, because I know where you live.
Okay. I'll get it done. Back to what I was thinking about when I was looking at you before. Shorty's kebab.
Oh, mate. I don't even think I could process that right now. Last time I had that, there was problems.
Oh.
Let me put it
oh,
that
dear.
Way. Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about this off air, because it ain't something I want to share right now.
Now, final thing I want to think about before you go,
mm-hmm.
you tell me about some dilemmas you've had with the postal service.
Mm-hmm.
Can you enlighten us as to what's been happening?
I'm gonna have to do that in the next one because we don't have enough time to talk about the postal service because that's an easy half an hour.
Okay,
right there.
We'll say next time Pete comes on.
You know, I'm getting jonesed up right now and we can talk about it, but we don't have time. We don't have the time.
You
got to go. That's a text message from an Uber saying, listen, I've been sitting in this car park for over 3 hours now. I've actually died 2 times and been revived. We need to go. So I'm going to have to wrap this up with you, Matt. It's been lovely being here on the Pete podcast. We've had the lovely guest Matt in
for
Pete Chats. And, you know, we'll be back.
Do you know what your podcast can be called yet?
Yeah, it's called Podcasty Stuff.
Oh, yeah, you came up with that last year.
Everybody thinks it's a crap name.
It is
a crap name, but I'm keeping to it because, you know what? When you Google Podcasty Stuff, nothing but Mings comes up.
Even now? Like,
don't Google it right now. I haven't got there yet. Also, okay. If you fucking steal my podcast name, Podcasty Stuff, before I make Podcasty Stuff,
I'll find you.
I'll fucking find you. And I will insert things into your anus. Whether you like it or not, you can enjoy it and I'll keep them going. But like, if you really don't like it, it's just not going to be good for you.
Well, Pete, it's been a
pleasure.
Let's
wrap it up. Let's go.
I love you forever. Stay dangerous. This has been Matt Chats episode 12. And that is all from Matt Chats for this week. Remember, leave a rating, leave a review. Hit that subscribe button. Do what you got to do. I'll see you next time. Have a good one.